from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
You know what I think I'm going to do then? Just for the hell of it.
Tell me.
I'm going to take this right foot. And I'm going to whack you on that side of your face. And you want to know something? There's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it.
Really?
Really?
Back in the Wilco Kiosk location. Back in the 615, the southern portion of the 615. We launch a brand new week. Always fun to get going again on a Monday. The call text option line is as follows. 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill is King. And you can email the show, Bill is King 7, so number 7, at gmail.com. Very excited about today's show. Balls of Steel nominations in hour 3. So much fun. Let's go back a few days. Spring commitments down on the lovely Emerald Coast. Weather was nice, got to see lots of folks, got to meet people, good food, had Brandon with me and his buddy Cooper. We had so much fun. And those of you that we got to hang out with and talk to and just have fun, I appreciate it. Yep, appreciate everything. That is a wonderful event, the golf tournament. Now, I don't participate in that, but I know everybody had a blast on Saturday at the golf tournament at the Fort Walton Beach Golf Course, just about 10, 15 minutes away. Not bad at all. It was just a wonderful couple of days. We got back Sunday around 2 o'clock. It's six and a half hours. For us, that's not a bad drive. It's not bad at all. We're on the south side. It's easy for us to get down there. We're right off of I-65, not far from the interstate. Get right on and head down below Montgomery to around Georgiana, then start cutting over. And it's fun. Yeah. Once again, we had so much of a blast down there, and everybody that was able to come, whether you're local, you live down there, you came down that way, appreciate it very much. Georgia Dog, Tom Myrtle Beach, everybody involved in the planning. It was a wonderful time. Yes, and if you miss that event, they will do that each spring on a date somewhere in that vicinity. I don't know if that's a locked-in date every year, but in a date somewhere in that vicinity, they will have that event. And I encourage you to make plans. Make some plans, head on down that way, and chill out on the beach. Basically, all you're going to be doing, unless you're going to play in the golf tournament too, is just have some really good food down there and enjoy. Enjoy the beach. Enjoy the pool. That's it. That's your job when you're down there. Yeah, but good to be back. Yeah, always good to get back home and launch a brand new week. Couple things to talk about as we get started today. The future landscape that, as you're aware, we've talked about a lot. The future college sports, in general, landscape will involve the schools directly paying the players. In the lawsuits that's going on right now, we're starting to get a feel for how it's going to look. Starting to get that feel for exactly what it will look like. And it's going to cost, they're estimating, schools, now this is a round number, about $300 million over the next 10 years, over a 10-year period. Now, we haven't started yet. That's going to start as soon as 25, but probably, if you want to be conservative here, it's going to start no later than 26. Let's be conservative with some wiggle room here and say no later than 26. Now, this basically settlement agreement assumes that a school meets what is believed to be about 17 to 22 million in distribution for athletes annually. And a couple of million each year will be withheld for what they're calling back damages. And as much as $10 million in additional scholarship costs related to an expansion of sport-specific roster sizes, which is something we've talked about in the past. Will they go as far as roster size changes, meaning scholarships? 85 for football, 11.7 for baseball. They're going to allow fluctuation there. Now, specifically, that's unclear. I know you're going to ask, well, Bill, what does that mean? 85 for football? Is it 95? Is it 105? Well, what is it? Don't know that yet. That's if they tweak it, but apparently that is a possibility. For baseball, if a school wants to, the way I understand it, once we get into this new era, and you're allowed 11.7, right now the rule is 11.7 scholarships for 32 baseball players. Again, 32 players have to absorb 11.7. So it's not close to a full scholarship a player, but it can't be below 25% either if you're on scholarship in baseball, the way the rule is right now. In the future, if a school's got the muscle, and again, baseball is not much at all of a revenue producer, it's a revenue loser, but schools with muscle will be able to scholarship as many as they want, up to 32, I think. Now, how far are you going to go with that? That's interesting. But that's the part here. Most of this I don't like. That part I do like. Baseball got absolutely screwed years ago. Let's just use the term. A school with muscle, with money, like an A&M, Tennessee could do it with Tony Vols. Schools like that, LSU, Texas. Now, I'm not trying to name everybody. I'm just throwing a few out. Could scholarship way more than 11.7 if they choose, the way I'm reading this, in the future. Some of that money, that's going to be part of the settlement. And again, it's going to amount to about $30 million a year for 10 years, which does, again, include salaries for the athletes on campus. Some of that can be taken care of, again, the way I understand this, with insurance, like your insurance. Insurance protection. What that number would be, I'm told, a couple of million a year. So just to make sure you understand this, coming very soon, within 2 years, but maybe as early as 1 year from now, schools will be directly paying players as part of the lawsuit settlement. They're estimating it's going to be about $30 million, with about $17 to $22 million for player salaries. Now, each school is not obligated to pay that much. That's not a have-to number. Some won't be able to do it. Think about it. Maybe quite a few won't be able to do it. If you just take what we had as the P5, that's 65 schools right there. Now, it's no longer because the Pac-12 imploded. But if you take the Pac-12, then you have, 50-something schools left of what we would call the P4. How many of those schools can afford those numbers I just talked about? And then increase scholarships. How many? SEC and the Big Ten, they're going to be making 70, 80, 90 million a year just from media rights. Now, I'm including, that includes your league media deal and also your future playoff distribution money, which that's going to be for the SEC and the Big Ten about $18 million more than you're getting right now per year just in the new playoff deal when that kicks in. And that kicks in 26. Not this next year. Kicks in 26. The expansion starts now. The new money starts in 26. Make sure you understand that. Those do not correspond or coincide the exact same year. They don't. But that's going to be interesting. That is, now I'm just giving you a general blueprint of this. Specifics are not really available. Maybe they're not around yet. Maybe they don't have specifics. Nonetheless, whether you like it, whether I like it or not, there it is. Run just like a pro sports franchise, in essence. All right, we'll get the first break here. Balls of Steel, Hour 3, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're still working this accident with injuries north of Nashville, 65 northbound at Briley Parkway. It's got traffic pretty slow up through the Madison area right now on 65 going northbound. The cause of this accident, rain out here is going to send you out early, give you some extra time as it builds through Wilson County, Mount Julian, and especially 40 coming westbound. 24 is loading up in Rutherford County, Murfreesboro on 24 west, headed up through Antioch. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee, Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And now, Elite Land Management is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Elite Land Management, serving Middle Tennessee with over a decade of experience. For forestry mulching and land clearing, give the pros a call today at 931-306-4157. 931-306-4157. That's Elite Land Management. They're professionals who care.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a 7th straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball!
Tomorrow night, the Braves are back in town for a short 2-game set as they take on the Boston Red Sox live from Truist Park in Atlanta.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely, Nashville Hotel.
You know, the external pressures on, you know, that are put on these guys to play before they're ready, I think is distasteful. I mean, Brock Bowers is the guy that's going to play if he can. I mean, he played through injury his freshman year. He played through a groin injury earlier this year. I mean, this guy's literally given his left nut. So let him heal. He'll play when he can.
Sam Dog checking in Middle Georgia says his son Eli graduated the other night. Good for him, man. Good for Eli. I have met Eli. I know Eli. I know that guy that graduated. Good for him. Congratulations. Josh in Picktown was down on the Emerald Coast. Got to see Josh again. I've known Josh for, heck, probably close to 15, 20 years. His fiance came down, got to meet her. Says, Bill, commitments was a blast. Can't wait to do it again. So we're sitting, where were we? I think we were hanging out by the pool. Josh said, hey, there's a liquor store down the street, had some Buffalo Trace, so we hopped in Josh's car and went over there. And we got there and it was out, but we took a nice little trip. Yeah, nice little trip over there. It was, I know this doesn't describe it, but just down from the Four Point Sheridan next to a Publix there on the Emerald Coast. Yeah, got to see him. Fantastic. Yeah, always good to see Josh. Josh lives up there in Picktown, and they're thinking about maybe moving down that way. He said they haven't made any decisions, but all good, man. Now, good to see Josh. Noah Kev up in Chicago. Hey, Bill. Not counting down, but 16 Saturdays till the playing portion. Yeah, as long as you qualify it, then it's all good. You have to say it's not a countdown. That's just a rule. It got adopted. It happened organically here on the show. That's how you get around being a kindergarten-level poster, by saying it's not a countdown. Then it works. Al Equipa, Bob, Bill, great Tom, fabulous job by Georgia Dog and Tom. Nice to see everybody and meet some new folks. Awesome event. It was. Yeah, it was. We had so much fun down there, man. I'm a guy, I'm not a multiple day, stay weeks and weeks vacation guy. I'm a couple of days, 3 days, I'm good, right? And that was perfect. That was just everything about that trip, the timing, how time was allocated, everything about it went so well. And again, the key is we had so much fun. 614 Rob, Bill, sounds like college football will eventually just be another pro league. Therefore, players shouldn't be limited in how many years they play, especially those not quite good enough for the NFL. Well, yes. Couple things. It is going to be a employee-employer relationship. Absolutely. That's not even debatable. That's not even part of a debate. What that's going to morph into, what caps will be in place, things of that nature, how many schools will actually have the muscle to participate on that competitive level is unclear. You could have athletic departments, in essence, decide to either downgrade or get out. A lot of things. Now, again, that won't happen to the Big Ten, the SEC. That's not happening there. They have the muscle, plenty of it, to get through all this. $30 million a year is about a third in the future of what the Big Ten and the SEC is going to be getting just by virtue of being in that league. The league didn't rent, whether it's the SEC or the B1G. They'll be able to absorb it easily. Now, on top of that, I believe certainly name, image, likeness, and all that's not going away. That's additional money. Let me make sure you understand this. The money we're talking about coming from the universities is not name, image, likeness. That name, image, likeness stuff is separate. What Nico supposedly is getting is separate from a school salary. Now, will the collectives be as plentiful as we've got right now? And unclear. Marketplace is going to have to determine that. But yeah, that's in addition, y'all. I'm most excited about the possibility that baseball schools will be able to expand their scholarship output. How much money would that cost? Well, if you've got the muscle and you want to win big, you'll do it. Most SEC schools will do it, I would think. LSU, absolutely will do it. Arkansas, Tennessee, Alabama, Florida, Georgia. I think Georgia's making, it looks like there's a commitment to some good baseball because they're playing some good baseball and they got the best player. You could argue it's Cags or him, but Charlie Condon. Oh, and L-Dog, I mentioned this last week, but I did get, when I went by the station, I did get your Georgia baseball, I believe it's the Condon hoodie. I got it. Absolutely got it. I appreciate that. But that's what I'm excited about most in all of this. Yeah, we had a lot of fun on the Emerald Coast. You got the beach, you have the food, you have everything. Ate some really good food, really good seafood when we got down there. One of the places had sushi. We ate sushi that one night. It was good. Jerry up in Ohio in the 419 is a Notre Dame fan. Jerry, good morning to you. Do I still, hey, Patton, do I sound less hot now than I did? Because Chad in the 859 says, Bill, Mike seems hot. I know. Anytime I have to adjust from a trip, my levels get all screwed up. Are they doing any better now, Patton?
Yes, it's better. It's
a little bit better. Okay. Just let me know, guys. Hot will mean somewhat distorted. You know, sounds like there's a vibration or something. I'm the worst guy in the history of the planet. Admittedly, with levels. Worst guy. That's been the way it is, and it's always going to be with me. Jerry up in Ohio, Notre Dame fan. Bill, I could see direct pay for athletes also have an adverse effect on G5 schools and even possibly smaller P5 schools where they won't have a full 85 scholarships of players. Your thoughts on that? Less scholarships to be able to pay some more athletes money. Have a great day. Jerry, that is altogether possible. Let me rephrase that. That is altogether probable. There's a lot we don't know yet. Scholarship fluctuation, for example, school to school. This is not one size fits all rule. The marketplace will let us know who's in, who's out. And he's right. There will be what we call P5 schools, much less the G5. P5 schools that will struggle, that will have a tough time with this financially. Does that mean they cut scholarships? I just mentioned you'll be able to add scholarships. Unclear yet. All I know is that is in play, and it's going to happen. But we don't mention the flip side, but Jerry just mentioned the other side of this conversation. What about schools cutting scholarships because the number is so big? How about cutting scholarships to pay somebody who's really good more money? Have you thought about that one yet? Jerry just pointed it out. Yes. Now, again, folks, we're letting our mind kind of run free here because the future is in a blueprint that I can relay to you all the minute, minuscule, meticulous details are not either decided upon or available yet. But we can speculate accurately because when you have a PhD like I do, you can do that. And yes, it is very possible and will happen that some schools will have to drop scholarship numbers and or in the name of getting somebody who's really good paid, why not just dump a couple scholarships? Dump that salary. Now, will there be rules in place that limit what you're able to do with that? Don't know. That is unclear. That is very, very unclear. Don't know that yet. But, no, Jerry, very, very well put. Russell in the 478 in Georgia. Bill, top of the morning. You too, sir. That's Richard. Did I say Russell? Richard. Yeah, Richard. Down there in lovely Georgia. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. some awards. And I got the boxes are over here. I'll have to open them up. But there was an award given to me, not deserving, but last night at the dinner at AJ's on the Harbor, and it was an award. I got a trophy for dropping the S-bomb, saying shite, on the Southern Gentleman Show. That was, what, month, 2 months ago, whenever that was. And then Coach Pete, who wasn't able to make the trip, also got an award. During the break, I'll open the boxes up and read it to you. So what I'll do. I was trying, that last night, I was just trying to chill, so I called Georgia Dog. I said, hey, is there any way I can get out of that dinner? He said, no, you've got to be there. And I, look, I do need to be there. I was just kind of chilling. I'm not a big go-to-restaurant guy, right? I just like to cook at home and chill. Now, I enjoyed it. We went to the Crab Trap. That was good. We went to AJ's. All that stuff's good. Didn't get to go to Louisiana Land yet. That's probably my favorite place down there. But all good. I'm just not a big let's get out and get to a restaurant guy. I'm just not. That's not what I live. I live for convenience mainly. And convenience isn't me going to a restaurant. Down there's some of that you got to do. And one of the reasons was they were going to give me that award. Again, not deserving, but it was a funny award. Very funny. Yeah, very, very funny. And Georgia Dog said, Bill, now you know why you needed to be there. Sid, got to meet Sid. Sid's a big Mississippi State guy. Said, Bill, great meeting you and the guys on the beautiful Emerald Coast. We'll be going through your town on Friday on the way to Louisville. My 12-year-old son made the National Archery Tournament. Nice, Sid. Sid, Louisville is about 3 hours north of here. You can probably get there if you're driving up from the Emerald Coast. I'd say about 10 hours. You can, if you're getting it and not stopping much, you can probably get there in 10 hours from the Emerald Coast. Sam Dog, Bill, did you see that those same Georgia Bulldogs swept Vanderbilt this weekend? Georgia baseball looks like they give a rip, which is very, very exciting. Vanderbilt looks like a baseball program, and everybody knows that I love Tim Corbin. I think he is an unbelievable coach. He's won natties. Vanderbilt looks like a baseball program not prepared for where we're going. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? That's exactly what they look like right now. We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Trying to clean up a couple of earlier accidents. It's looking better now. 65 North up there. Briley Parkway in Madison from that crash. They're trying to finish this one. 65 South just past Trinity Lane. That one's also to the side up in Hendersonville or North Nashville there on Vietnam Vets going westbound where it is heavy approaching Conference Drive. It's loading up pretty good now on 24 up through the Antioch area. Here comes that heavy traffic in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County as traffic builds in Wilson County through the Mount Juliet area on 40 going westbound. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. You got to check them out. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
The Tennessee Lottery congratulates this year's graduates from all the colleges and universities across the state. Your achievements set the stage for a brighter tomorrow. We're happy to have helped along the way by raising more than $7 billion for education and funding over 1.9 million scholarships and grants, including Hope Scholarships, Tennessee Promise, and much more. Visit DNLottery.com to see how our proceeds support successful futures.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
We were here when Eddie George left. We were here when Chris Johnson left. They had to move on too. And Derrick Henry is doing the same. These guys cannot stay forever. That's just the deal.
It's just what it is.
Derrick
Henry made it to 30, and most people are ready to put 30-year-old running backs out to pasture.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Balls of Steel, Hour 3. The awards given out the last night by the Georgia Dog and Tom were... The Southern Gentleman Sports Show presents the Shite Canned Slip of the Tongue, Bill King, 2024. And then the other award was presented to Coach Pete. And it's the Caymans, meaning Cayman Islands. Remember a month or so ago, Pete and his wife were down there. And that rooster was down there. That rooster was down there, so he gets the Caymans. I don't even know if I can say all this. I probably can't. Award to Coach Pete. That's what went down the last night. Those awards presented. All good, man. Yeah, all good. Mike the Mad Dog checking in. He was down there. I'm convinced, he says, Charlie Condon is a cybernetic organization sent back in time to destroy Georgia's home run record. Dude is not human. You ever seen that guy? Now, I've not been to a game in person with him. But he is long. He's listed at 6'6". And he has got just vicious power. By the way, I don't really know when the rankings come out. Could Tony Vols be number one today? in the latest college baseball rankings. Not that we're going to get all bent out of shape about whoever's 1, 2, 3, 4, 18, 22. We're not. Omaha and the postseason will determine all that. But could Tony Vols be ranked number one today? Arkansas lost their series to Kentucky. And A&M, did A&M win yesterday? LSU won the first two games. What happened in game three? I did not notice. You guys help me with that one. Yeah, help me. Sid down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, college football will have to create some sort of salary cap to keep everybody on somewhat the same playing field. By the way, I bleed garnet and gold. Go Noles. Oh, Sid, I thought for sure. Okay. Maybe that's John down there. Is no. Okay. I stand corrected on that one. Yeah, I stand corrected on that one. I was monitoring games in the car. And LSU was playing, and it was LSU and A&M, and I know LSU won the first two games. I do not know. Okay, A&M won. Johnny Vegas just told me. But they still lost the series. And according to Clay, Tennessee is ranked. Tony Vols is ranked number one. Let me see here. Yeah, I don't have the rankings. Somebody can pull those up and let me know. Again, I'm not going to make too much of it because we all know we're going to play next couple of weeks, finish up the regular season, go to the postseason, regionals, supers, Omaha. That will determine the rankings. But I still like to note it. And the other thing is Tony Vols is so entertaining, he's going to get more of a play than most anybody else because it's Tony Vols. Tony Vols incites a reaction. Now, he's not – remember 2 years ago, that team, and you're going to remind me, hey, Bill, and they didn't even make it to Omaha. They got eliminated at home by Notre Dame. That happened, yes. That absolutely happened. But it's more comical. It's better when it's Tony Vols. Here's what you get with Tony Vols. Now, last year was a kind of by their standard, and they got to Omaha, but they're hitting – had taken a downturn, transition, a lot of players moving on to the pro game. But I think two or three of those Vols on that team 2 years ago were in the big leagues. Think so. Trey Lipscomb is one, and who's the big right fielder from Alabama? I think Jordan Becht is another one. I may be slighting somebody. I don't think Drew Gilbert's up yet. Somebody brought that one up. Anyways, what you get in Tony Vols is a place where you're going to hit the baseball. Home or road. They scored 11 runs in an inning at Florida on Saturday. They were down, 2-3 nothing early and absolutely exploded. That's what you're going to get. You're also going to get a dynamic A recruiter in Tony Vols and a dynamic evaluator of talent. When somebody's not ranked high, Tony Vols seems to pick the right guy that develops. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And you've got a combination of Ellerby, the hitting coach, and Frank Anderson, the pitching coach. I don't know every staff, admittedly. But I don't know that there's one better than that. But there may be, you say, that's comparable. There's a lot of well-coached teams out there. Yeah, according to Clay, they are number one. They were ranked number one. All right, we'll take the break here. Just getting going. You think we busted a whole grape? I say we're close. Oh, got to see my boy. Perry Mason again. He came up from the orange groves. You got to see Perry Mason. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still a couple of accidents in the clearing stages out here. Just to be on the safe side, give yourself a little bit of extra travel time. We've had some slipping and sliding going on. Certain areas are still seeing some rain showers in parts of Middle Tennessee. It's heavy now, 24 westbound, as you come out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area, as it builds also on I-40 westbound there, leaving Wilson County, especially through the Mount Juliet area. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Make it Tomahawk Crane and Rigging, TomahawkCrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I love to own a house, so I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number, 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage, 859-9599. 859-9599.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. 931-801-5427, and also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
It's JB and the General.
You're 6'9" for Joe Alton and ran a good 40. 5.04, I believe, was.
I think I saw a little bit of his work. I looked like he was moving around pretty well.
Looked good. I will say this, though. Chargers at 5, he's going to play right tackle for them. So if he makes it past then, maybe you can get him to the Titans at 7, but apparently he's not making it past number 5.
Really?
So it is unfortunate.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
By Ken. Middle Georgia. Ken was down there. Always a pleasure. If you have not met Ken yet, you need to meet Ken. I'm just telling you. Ken and his wife. I've seen them in Nashville. Seen him down in Macon. Down on the Emerald Coast. Always a pleasure. Ken pulled up the rankings, and L-Dog did too here. Bill. Tennessee number one. Tony Vols. Number one. Number two would be the Aggies. Arizona, number three. Clemson, number four. Seminoles, number five. And let me just give you the top ten. Kentucky, East Carolina, North Carolina, Duke, and Virginia. ACC is a very good baseball league. ACC's got one two, three, four teams in the top 10. SEC's got one, two, three right now. Wake Forest is 15th, which you could argue is the best baseball program in that league in its current form. Jim and Jupiter, Bill Sid is absolutely a Seminole. Noles have a huge presence on your show. They do. The Seminoles do have a very big presence on their show, and I appreciate that. Yeah, back to what was mentioned earlier. There will be, out of absolute necessity, a top end that you cannot supersede in salary. Now, that will not include name, image, likeness. I'm assuming that remains a free-for-all. Has to be. Not that I like it, but it would have to be. So, salary cap limit, total number for a university during a calendar year. Now, I don't know how they're going to break that up team by team. And again, my understanding is the NCAA's interpretation of Title IX applies to participation, not money distribution. I'm not saying that's not a lawsuit waiting to happen, but that's my understanding of this. But yes, there has to be a top end there, or you're just going to have, again, nuclear war when it comes to money. Scott in Savannah. Bill, did you see where a judge ordered the ACC to provide a copy of the league's contract with ESPN within 7 days? What are your thoughts? Well, I don't know if I have anything specific, but I'm sure he wants to look at it and see if there are any holes that he can see. From my understanding, these last several years, lots of big, muscular, scholarly lawyers have looked at that contract and don't see anywhere that there's a flaw. Now, again, that has nothing to do with Florida State getting out of that league, Clemson getting out. They're going to get out. It's going to come down to a bargaining over the money, the exit money. They're going to get out. Yeah, they're going to get out. Oh, was that Arkansas number three, Ken? Okay. Not Arizona. Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's Arkansas number three. Very, very good point. Yeah, Scott, I think maybe I saw a quick headline or something about that. I have not been digging into the lawsuit boilerplate. Not that that part's boilerplate much, because I really don't care, because I know the outcome. It'd be one thing if I didn't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but I already know the outcome. That league's going to be, what would be the right term? Minimalized. I don't think it's going to implode like the Pac-12 did. I don't see that right now, but it's going to lose some juice. It's going to lose some power in the big brands like Florida State and Clemson, and North Carolina would like to hop on board there too. And I think Miami would, and God knows, right? Then you'll have a reduced future when it comes to TV relationships. Right now, they're deals with ESPN. And ESPN, in a couple of years, can pull that. Technically, it goes to 36. There's a clause in there. You know how we talk about look-in? Look-in, anytime you see that relating to this world, college athletics and TV contracts, look-in means that you can look in and adjust the money. That could be good, that could be bad. They can pull the plug on that thing here in a couple of years, period. What are you going to do then? By the way, did you see Oregon State and Washington State have a TV deal? With CW and Fox to carry 13 home games. Between the two of them, there are 13 home games. Most of them on CW. Did you see that? I don't think we've talked about that yet. Hour 2 coming up. Omni Nashville Hotel.